every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. I'm not going to give you a theme because it's kind of general trivia. And we do have a special guest who we're going to introduce in the next segment who has been with us before. I talked to him beforehand. He said it's been about a year. I can't believe how time has flown. Yeah. I got a few more gray hairs, too. Mike, who is going to be our guest in the next, starting in the next segment?
I didn't get the memo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course. I know. He's a guy. He's a little camera shy, but heck of a nice guy. Knows how to read a teleprompter and a lot more. I'm being a little facetious here. No, he's a terrific guy. His name's Kent Justice. Him and I just had lunch yesterday, and I fully admit that. He is a unique guy, very talented, wanted to have on our show again because, he knows sports. We'll talk about that, but he knows about news. He knows about politics. Just a worldly guy, one of the hardest working guys I know in the business. And, puts it all out there every night and day after day, puts on a smile, and he cares about what he does. He's really great at it, too.
Thank you, Mike. That was very nice.
Very, very good. When we come back, just a couple of quick things I had. I know you guys have a lot to talk about. So the Cavs fined $100,000 for sitting healthy Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. And wanted to ask you guys about that because, you know, the fans pay a lot of money to see stars. But then, you know, if you're, let's say, winning by a lot and you rest the players after a certain period of time, I don't know if they get fined for them sitting out the whole game or just part of it. That's a good question. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Kent Justice. Real quickly, you know, before we went to break, I was mentioning about the Cavs being fined $100,000 for sitting healthy Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. And I think they actually rested the whole game because, yeah, it wouldn't make sense if they rested like the fourth quarter and they got fined for that. But what do you guys think about that? You know, the fans pay a lot of money to see stars. You know, hopefully it's not a gambling issue type thing that someone's, you know, sitting out because of gambling. You know, you want to rest your players. You know, what's the obligation? Do you have to tell the world, hey, we're going to rest these guys ahead of time?
Well, this is not a brand new thing, right? Load management is not a brand new thing in the NBA. And certainly as a fan, you hate it. You go and you're like, I'm so excited. I'm going to see my two favorite players on the team. And then they're sitting in, you know, street clothes on the sidelines. So I get it both ways. Certainly in the Bay Area with the Golden State Warriors and three guys who are star players all over 35, you're going to see that load management up and down the schedule this year. So there are certainly frustrations you can have as a fan. And I don't blame the league for saying, hey, we really want the star players to play from time to time, like all the time, but I don't know how they're going to manage it because you've got to have it consistent, right? It's got to be fair, not just the Cavaliers getting fined and the Warriors don't or whatever. It's got to be a broad swath across the league to say, these are the rules, please abide.
Well, not only that, but what if, not just the fans who are going to the game, but what about television? You know, people are starting to watch the game and they go, wait a minute, Donovan Mitchell, I'm not interested. I'll go turn the channel. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, no, listen.
Oh, ahead, sorry. 1,192 games in a row played by AC Green at the power forward position, which is as physical a position as you can play. Four of the Lakers were a championship team and went all the way through the playoffs and had all those extended games in the postseason. 1,192 games played in a row. That is going to be as untouchable as Cal Ripken's record, as Cy Young's records. You name it. There's no way there's going to be an NBA player in our time that will play 1,192 games in a row. That's just now built into the way the NBA plays. And people, now the positive side of it is, let's say you're going up against, you know, you're the home team, but you don't have to face Giannis, or you don't have to face Cade Cunningham or you don't have to, you know, then your home team might have more of a chance of winning. Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, but yes, this is not, listen, I covered the Golden State Warriors for a number of years, and I can say this has been going on for decades, literally. So,
Popovich started
I mean, you know, Don Nelson would rest some of his star players at times. But to your point, you know, it is what it is. Nothing's going to change. But you want to see, you know, LeBron James, Giannis, Stephen Curry. They're all being sat down. And if you're a fan, you want to see your marquee players play, period, end of story. There's no end of discussion. And for the home team, that's totally devoid. It means nothing. You still want to see those star players pay, period. I don't want to go to the game and see if my bench players come off the bench and play. I don't. Because you know what? Those NBA tickets are extremely expensive. Yeah. I said that three times because it's a fact. I mean, courtside seats are insane.
Yeah. But Michael, here's the
ridiculous. Point,
which is, if you say those players have to play maybe some meaningless game or play extra minutes, and they're not, they get hurt because they're playing those extra minutes, and they're not there for the playoffs. They're not there for the championship game. Are you going to say, I would rather have gone there and seen them myself, but then he got hurt, and then you didn't get a chance to make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, fans are self.
You just made my point. The Iron Man record that was set in the NBA, Cal Ripken, those guys did it. What's wrong with these other guys?
So, I don't know what's wrong with these other guys.
I mean, that record I don't think will be broken, but I think you already made the point. No matter what, even if they do get hurt, fans don't want to see him play.
Yep.
Anybody disagree? Kent?
Yeah. Kent, let's get your take on it.
I'm just thinking through that. So a few years ago, I'm in Northeast Florida, closest team, Orlando. A few years ago, one of my friends, he'd never been to an NBA game before. And I'm like, hey, I want to go see the Warriors at the Magic. And he said, I can't wait. I can't wait to see Kevin Durant play in person. And of course, you show up at the game and you pay those premium ticket prices. And then that's the game where Kevin Durant is sitting out for load management purposes or whatever. And I just remember the disappointment on his face. Hey, it's still fun. We're still at an NBA game. But it's still that disappointment of, here's somebody I really wanted to see. And what is the NBA? It's an entertainment business. So the entertainment value decreases when the star player doesn't play. And that's exactly, I think, what the NBA is trying to communicate when Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley don't play in a game for the Cavs this early in the season, when probably the wear and tear is not showing. And I think it's something that, yeah, to your point, Mike, it's been going on for many, many years, but I don't think they've come up with a solution for it yet.
Well, what if they were to have the coaches announce it ahead of time, like 2 days ahead of time or something like that, you know?
Adam Silver would vomit. I think that's what
would happen. He'd be like,
no, don't do it.
A lot of people buy their tickets way before just 2 days. So, yeah, you know, that means they have to go and get it refunded and so forth. I had a point I wanted to bring up to you guys, though, and that was that the Warriors played in the Emirates Cup, okay? They played two games against San Antonio. Both of those games were not on regular cable. The only way you could see it is if you had a Prime, Amazon Prime membership. So what is going on there? They want people to tune in to the Emirates Cup, but then you put it on a channel that is not even available to local viewers unless you pay extra. What do you guys say about that?
Now, almost everybody's got Amazon Prime, or almost everybody.
No, I don't have Amazon Prime, and I'm not paying $20 more a month for it. We're getting to a point where it's going to be 82 channels covering 82 games, and you're going to need subscriptions to all 82 channels. Is that what we want?
No.
Because I pay enough for my Comcast subscription that I should be getting all 82 damn games. Sorry you don't like me swearing, but I'm really mad about that.
Didn't they have, was it like a couple of years ago, they had the Chiefs on a
playoff game. It was only playoff or something.
It was like
Chiefs Dolphins. It was Chiefs.
Yeah, man, I get ticked off when Notre Dame's on Peacock. You kidding me? So I can't watch my Irish. I don't get Peacock. I don't want to spend the extra cash. But anyways, this is kind of the way of the world. And then, you know, you can take it a step further. Kent and I were talking about this yesterday regarding the world of news. I mean, everything's going streaming. Everything's specifically targeted towards different audiences, you know. People with pink shirts and orange hair, where they want a certain, you know, whatever. But you get where I'm going. But it's just, it doesn't mean that things are better. I mean, would you agree with that?
Hold on. Let's go to our first commercial break here. All right, ready? Kent, as a reminder, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. We'll see if you know the answer when we get back.
He'll know the answer. He's smart.
The answer. Okay. What is the most popular breakfast cereal in America? Now, I don't know if this was taken, you know, 2 days ago, the survey, or if it was 100 years ago, you know. I don't think it was that long ago. But what is the most popular breakfast cereal in America? And, we do have time for a quick joke. So, this is definitely a dad pun. And I got this on TikTok dad jokes or something. I can't believe someone came into my house and stole all my fruit. I'm peachless. All right. Anyway. Oh, man, I guess that really was pretty bad. All right, guys, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Please, audience, don't touch that dial. Even the fact that I made a really bad joke there. But that's okay. We got some fun stuff coming up.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Kent Justice. And our first trivia question, what is the most popular breakfast cereal in America? Now, Mike, you put the pressure on Kent. You said he was going to know the answer. So, Kent, what's the answer?
If it was a personal preference, I might have a different answer, but I'm thinking about what Mike said earlier about different content for different audiences. Our audience, I don't know, what are we saying, grape nuts?
Grape nuts. Wait, we're not that old.
That's what I was getting at.
I still have all my teeth, by the way, so Mike, what's the answer?
Is that all right?
No, it's not grape nuts.
I'm going to go with this, although my gut is something else. It's probably got to be freaking Cheerios.
Cheerios? No. Russell?
No. I'm going with Corn Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Tony decided.
That's right. I'm stupid. I should have just said Frosted Flakes. Yep.
You should have said that. All right, Mike, you wanted to bring up a serious topic.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I want to thank Kent Justice, WJXT News 4 in Jacksonville, Florida. He's been an anchor there for 15 years. Prior to that, he was in Columbus, Ohio, Buckeye Land. Prior to that, he was in other markets. I know he worked in Santa Maria, where I used to work. He was at KCOY-TV, worked with one of our buddies, Jake Downey. I was at KUHL News Talk Radio, that, by the way, went out of business this last year, which is really depressing. He hails from the Bay Area, went to school there. Big Oakland A's fan. We talked about that yesterday. I won't talk about what we spoke, but the Oakland A's announcers, to be desired.
We did a debrief, right?
Yeah. But Kent is a very diverse guy, and want to give him a proper introduction. So, Kent, thrilled to have you aboard. And, thanks for lunch yesterday. Kent and I had a little Mexican lunch. It was awesome. And listen, there was a really sad event that happened in the Bay Area. And the head football coach and athletic director at Laney College, John Veeam, who I actually knew. And in fact, I was in his office where he was murdered. I wasn't there at the time, of course, but I've had a couple conversations with him. I was actually going to get involved in the show Last Chance U. They were featured on the Netflix series. They had just won a national championship in 2018, but John was like this larger-than-life guy, met me, was really just super chill and relaxed. Like, hey, glad to have you aboard. You know, we'd love to do something with you. Gave me a nice compliment. But the reason I bring it up is because he really transcended the sports in the Bay Area. He was an icon for 40 years as a coach. He worked with the toughest kids around. One of his football players on Netflix U, in fact, a white kid, was living in his car. Okay? I'm using that as an example because he worked with some kids that came from the poorest of families, the toughest growing up, no fathers, etc. He was a father to so many. And I just think that his life needs to be honored. The suspect, who I don't want to give any credibility to, I could speak.
Suspect a former player?
Well, we believe so. 27-year-old came in, very targeted attack. He came to kill him. He did it. Coach lasted for about a day, and it really shocked the entire Bay Area, especially Laney College, the city of Oakland, the cops, the mayors. They all knew him. They all knew him. His office was open. Everybody would go in there to get, literally. Sometimes kids just came in there to get a hug. So John Beam, God bless his heart and soul. And I just think that the world needs to know about this guy. And if you haven't seen the Netflix You, it's called Last Chance You, Laney College. You know, and to be honest with you, I didn't understand, and maybe, Ken, I don't know if you've seen this series, but, you know, Coach spoke to those kids in a very, on their level. He had to use a lot of foul language. I was like, whoa, okay, all right, I get it, I suppose. But he affected many lives, and a powerful man, and didn't deserve this, did not deserve this. And I just want to say thank you, Coach, for giving me the time of day. So just a blessing. That's all.
Has the suspect, did they say what the motive was?
Yeah, they found, they've arrested a suspect.
But yeah, I mean, it was targeted. The police chief is not going into details. He's been charged. It angers me. I'm not a death penalty guy. I'm for life. But this guy, 50 years, he's 27 years old, and 50 years, that's it. I mean, this guy deserves life.
Yeah.
Give him life in prison.
50 years in this kind of system, he'll get out early for whatever.
But, so, you know, it's what a country we live in. So,
yeah.
Well, Mike, your point about the coach and talking on the level of the players, that's the power of learning your voice. And for the coach, you know, that was his mission in life, was to make a difference to them and to make something positive out of those humble circumstances. And that's what you see in Last Chance U. You see he was so committed to that, and the motivation wasn't so he could be on a Netflix series. It was so he could make a difference in those people's lives, those young men's lives. And that's the thing that we really need to remember and honor.
You look at the great players in the game, and they will always comment that it was the coach that made the difference. And how they were just being an average player to being one of the all-time greats. They all do. Yeah. And without those kind of people in the world that are capable of lifting up the average player and making them into legends, we wouldn't have legends. That's the difference. And yes, the loss of the coach has been reverberated in the Bay Area. Absolutely. It's a crushing loss. You rarely hear about a sports, you know, a high school sports person being mentioned in the news, but it's everywhere, and the loss is felt. And all I can just hope is that some of the people that he helped inspire when he was coaching take that as a model to become the kind of coach to fill in the shoes that he left.
Yeah, and just to clarify, you know, he was a high school coach for many years, and he was a successful college coach. Could have went on, but to Kent's point, didn't want to. He worked with those kids and just became, I mean, literally, he was a father figure, a mentor, and you know, like, listen, the Oakland cops would come to him to talk to him. Hey, we got this kid. Why don't you talk to him? And so those type of coaches change lives. And we need more men like that in this world. We need more women like that. That to me, you know, how many of his players made it to the NFL? A few. But really, it's about trying to get these kids that are living in the car. I think that one kid got some type of an academic, I don't know if they gave him a ride, but he played Division II football, which is great. He got to get his education through that football. So really, that was his goal, is to get these kids on the fringe that had no chance. I mean, obviously, the show is called Last Chance U for a reason, and it's a profound series. I recommend everybody to watch it.
Okay. Changing topics for a minute here.
Yeah, you think? No, I mean, you know, just, yeah. Okay. It's not a happy subject, but, you know, I think the guy deserves it.
And you didn't need to wear a tie for us. I do appreciate the
adjustment. No problem. I thought about taking it off, but I got more newscasts to do in a few hours. So I'll just leave on the tie.
Sure.
But by the way, Kent did a heck of a tease tonight on the at like 6:39. I saw him. I don't know. I think you were talking about some school or something. I'm like,
that's right.
All right, way to go,
all
Kent.
The news coverage we're going to have at 10 and 11. That's right.
All right. So it just, this is more almost like a philosophical type situation, but you remember like in the old day, in the old days when people used to have to kind of earn their salary, you know, and if you didn't do as well, you probably shouldn't get paid. So I'm just kind of looking at this one little thing here. The Cubs pitcher, Shota Imanaga, he's accepting a one-year, $22 million qualifying offer to return for the 2026 season. Now, in 2025, he was 9-8 with a 3.73 ERA in 25 starts. I'm thinking, Mike, you could do that. You could be 9-8.
Probably, no, yeah. I could be 8-9. Yeah, I could be 1-17, sure, no problem.
Well, it's like when I said, listen, you know, put me in as a reliever. I can throw in the high 60s. He didn't buy it.
But you also look at Ohtani's salary, and that's like one-fifth of Ohtani's salary. So, this guy maybe one-fifth as good as Ohtani, maybe.
If you're one-fifth as good, that works. Hey, wait a minute. You know what? Let's go to another quick break here. All right. This one's a little easier. Name the common variety of apple which has a shiny green skin and is very tart and crunchy. Right? Don't say anything yet.
I know the answer.
All right. We got a thumbs up from Mike.
Don't you ever go to Apple Hill, my friend?
Actually, I haven't, but I've heard it's pretty good. Okay, one other quick joke here. Okay, hopefully this one you'll like a little better. So my wife asked me, is it me or is the cat getting fat? And I said, no, it's you. And now you can know why I'm sleeping on the couch for the next 6 months. All right, audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd, our special guest, Kent Justice. All right, second trivia question. Name the common variety of apple which has a shiny green skin and is very tart and crunchy. Let's let Kent answer this one.
You know, I didn't do very well with the grape nuts answer earlier, so I'm probably going to fail here. It's green. Is it the Washington Delicious? I don't know.
No, that's red.
See, there you go.
I know Russell knows. I believe I know. It's famous from Watsonville, by the way. I believe it's the Pippin.
No,
it's the Granny Smith.
It's the Granny Smith.
Granny.
All right. Russell.
Yeah, you guys need to take a trip up to Apple Hill, my friends. You'll get your all your info about Apple.
All right.
Even though I'm a PC user, I'm not an Apple owner, but you know, I know a thing or two about apples.
You know a thing about two apples. Okay, Mike, you have a topic you want to bring up?
Yeah. So listen, I don't mean to make this Bay Area centric or anything like that, or California, blah blah blah. I love the state, you know, but there's a team out in the Bay Area called Lincoln University. They are a college football program. They are trying to get Division II status. You had on their head coach, it's Coach Grubbs, is that right, Edward? You had on the Lincoln coach.
Desmond Gump?
Huh?
Desmond.
So you had him on. Here's the whole point. They're playing this schedule, they're making money. they're trying to get Division II status. I think they're in their, third year of football. But listen, I'm bringing this up. I'm going to say their first game was against Arkansas Pine Bluff, Division I school, 34-8. I'm doing this for a reason. On October 25th, they played Prairie View, 38-0 loss. Mississippi Valley State on the 18th of October, 49-0 loss. They played another HBCU school on the 11th. Alcorn State, 42-0. Here is the gem of gems. This is where the conversation heats up around the world. Okay, they played another Division I school, Idaho State, on September 20th. Do you have any idea what the final score of that game was? It's unbelievable.
19-6.
Nope.
44-10.
The final score was 90-0. 90-0. My point is, what is the point, A, playing those games? It's demoralizing for the student athlete, for the football players. I know why they played it, to make money. But at the same point, shame on Idaho State running up 90 points against a little Division II team who can't do squat. Do you guys have any thoughts on this? Because 90-0 is absurd. I mean, it really is, if you think about it. And in fact, I think the school actually had to cancel their next game because it was just too much. But 90-0, I know you laugh about it, but I just found that to be pathetic.
How did they even get the opportunity to play in a Division I team?
Oh, they're playing a bunch of D1s to make money. It's all about the money.
I know they want to, but I mean, wouldn't all the D2 teams do that?
Not necessarily, no, because first of all, Division I teams don't want to play a good D2 team because they lose.
Typical risk.
So, I mean, Kent.
By the way, that
is that not just averaging
over 12 touchdowns a quarter? Just so you know, that to get to, I don't even see how they got the time to do.
Wait, hold on. Not 12 touchdowns a quarter.
Russell's math is a little off there.
He said 90 to nothing.
Yeah, I know. 12 touchdowns, 12 touchdowns, 12 times 6 is 72. That they didn't score 288 points.
Oh, but, okay. I thought they scored 90.
That's the new math. That sounds like I would come up with that answer. But, Kent, come on. 90 to nothing. Why does a Division I Idaho State team who's been around for a long time need to run up the score that badly? And what it does to this Lincoln team, these guys are, you know, they put in the hard work. They're dedicated just like Idaho State is. It's just demoralizing. I know you play the game. I get it. And maybe this is a bigger life builder than anything else. How do you bounce back from going from 90 to nothing? I guess maybe that's my question.
Expect to lose. I mean, I'd play Michael Jordan just for the privilege of playing Michael Jordan, even though I get smoked. I mean, of course, that's a big.
You're not getting smacked like that. Yeah. Any thoughts, you guys?
Well, I'd love to hear what the coaching was from the Idaho State perspective. And I'd love to know, hey, is that second, third string? Is it the fourth string? I mean, do you have a fourth string at Idaho State that you're putting in? Because, yeah, come on, have some compassion and some common sense and take your foot off the pedal a little bit. When you get to 60 to nothing, you might say, okay, we can back off.
Yeah, maybe there could be a 60-point rule. Yeah. Maybe there could be a 60-point rule. You get 60 points more than the other side, and the game's over.
And you know what the coaches agreed upon, I think, in the third and fourth quarter? I think they went to 8-minute quarters, and Idaho State still just poured it on. Wow. Yeah, because the game was – I mean, first of all, you got to worry about the injuries, you know, for Lincoln. I mean, I'm sorry, but I've never heard of that. I saw that, and that just opened my eyes. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No,
I
mean, I just think – they put in their third stringers. That's why –
I would too.
Yeah, probably. I hope so.
Yeah, that, and by the way, from a math standpoint, it's 3.75 touchdowns at 6 points per quarter. So, you know, that almost 4 touchdowns a quarter. Yeah, that's not that itself doesn't sound so bad. Right? You know, yeah, 4 touchdowns a quarter. You know, one every 4 minutes. Yeah. Of course, you're only getting the ball part of the time, but
there's a certain thing called sportsmanship, and you know, you can also, as the coach for the other side, you can say, look, you know we're gonna win this thing, we'll just, you know, take a knee, you know, every single time, you know, we have possession once you're up by 40, you know, 40 to 50 points, you know.
It's very similar to Monty Python's Holy Grail, where he's got his arm chopped off. He goes, it's just a fight. Come on, fight. He goes, you got no arms and legs. He goes, fight like a man. You
know? Pretty, not what sports is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
True.
You know, okay. And I know we don't rehearse any of this stuff. Kent's like, what are you guys going to talk about? I'm like, well, we're going to talk about you, Kent, because we want to know about you. Kent, we were talking, just give us a little snapshot of how the news business and even covering sports at the local level has completely just, when you and I first came out, I mean, it's just, I don't want to say it's been revolutionized, but it's so different.
Yeah,
it's
so just, you could see the changes coming. So my professional career started in 1990 as a sportscaster and a sports journalist. And you could kind of see then, hey, it looks like unless your market has a big-time college football team, there might not be much interest in sports at the local news station level. And eventually, and you talked about me working in Santa Maria, so at one point as a sportscaster in that market, I got the chance to transition over to news. And as much as I love sports, I thought, well, I might be able to tell stories about things more important than touchdowns, tackles, and turnovers. Excuse me. I'm getting all emotional about it. It really has changed. And really the local sports departments, they lean into, hey, we've got live events that we can do. That's going to make a difference. And if I can be the expert, not just on the local college, but in high school, and I can make something that people can't get on a network level anywhere, they can't see it on ESPN, then maybe you've got a chance. But I've seen a lot of that, and the diversification of how you deliver that content as well. That's been a big change.
Yeah, I mean, just the way the diversification of contact is really overwhelming. It's not like, and if you'll notice, and I think all of us can relate. Of course, I've sat behind a news desk, sports desk, but today, just the way everything's presented, like, I mean, Kent, who would ever think that you'd be standing up at a set with your? I see you got your tablet, you're reading down. I mean, it's just so the overall presentation. It's got to be hip. It's got to be cool. It's got to be, you know. But yet, journalistic integrity has to stay there. But you follow the principles seem to be, you know. And we talked about some of the younger demographics, some of the younger reporters putting their own stamp on it, so to speak. And it's very eye opening.
Yeah, there's a push and a pull, especially when you're talking about news broadcasts or delivering content that is news based. Because on the journalistic side, hey, here's a standard I've got to keep. And yet you're also faced with what we talked about earlier about the NBA. There's an entertainment value that I've got to bring in viewers or readers if it's digital. I've got to have something that draws them in. But how do I blend that with my duties to report accurately, show the process that I'm doing to get that report, present both sides of an argument, all of those sorts of things? They're still really important, and they're really tough to balance these days.
Do you feel like, and Edward Russell could chime on this, do you feel like at the news level now, and I use news because I know sports, I already know the answer to that. Local sports, there's a lot of entertainment thrown into the delivery. Now, news, you just said journalistic integrity, got to make sure everything's balanced. But I almost get a sense in today's modern media world that even the news, you're almost asked or to infuse some entertainment into the delivery. Does that connect?
Can't be boring. I mean, again,
do you have to be an entertainer and a news person as well? Because that's kind of mind-boggling. Think about Walter Cronkite. Don't even think about it.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. And there just isn't. The days of Walter Cronkite are definitely gone. And yeah, as you had pointed out earlier, with the fragmentation of news and cable stuff, if you're giving news as part of a themed, you know, network, you're going to angle yourself towards whatever that is. So you're a company guy or a company gal, and you're going to be doing, you know, toting the company line. So if the company line, you know, is entertainment, that's what your news has to conform to, or you'll find yourself looking for work somewhere else. Thankfully, Kent has managed to adapt, roll with the punches. And that's why you've been there for 15 years. But I'm sure it's
also very fortunate to work for a company that says, that journalistic imperative, telling the truth, showing how you gathered information, verifying with sources, all of those things is really important. And that's why I think local news stations have a chance to set themselves apart from what you see on the national level and the cable news networks. Because you can pretty easily, I think, detect bias on some of those broadcasts. Sure. And my role is to make sure that you don't know where I individually stand on a topic. What you know is I covered this side and that side and in between, and here it is. And now go be an informed adult and make your own decision about it.
I'm afraid the local news might be an endangered species.
We're going to get to our third commercial break here. What is the most popular vegetable in America in terms of number eaten? Not by weight or anything like that. What is the most popular vegetable in America in terms of number eaten? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Might get a clean sweep here.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Professor Jackson Mike, and down by special guest Kent Justice. Third trivia question: what is the most popular vegetable in America in terms of number eaten? What do you think, guys?
I'm going to say potatoes.
Yes.
Really? Clean sweep.
Yeah, okay. Now, what followed by?
Corn.
No, that would have been good, my guess, too. Lettuce, then onions, really? And tomatoes.
No. No celery? No broccoli? Okay.
Nobody likes celery. In fact, broccoli.
Isn't tomato a fruit? What do you mean? Isn't tomato a fruit?
I know. That's true. you know, it's funny. You said broccoli, and it reminded me that before spinach with Popeye, it was supposed to be broccoli. And they realized, yeah, nobody likes broccoli. So Popeye didn't like it either.
Didn't like spinach either, though.
That's true.
Hey, super quick, Kent, is there anything you want to plug? I mean, listen, you're speaking to a national audience and globally with our U.S. military. Is there anything you want to plug or about yourself or your station or anything else we can just ask?
No, I appreciate that. Leans back into that that thing about what I do isn't about me or our show or that kind of thing. I've got a podcast that's once a week that's about business, economic growth and development specific to Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. It's a ton of fun, and I think it applies beyond just our region, but certainly enjoy doing that. And then as you mentioned earlier, Mike, I've got a Sunday morning politics show, and usually that focuses on local and then state and, of course, national guests and topics that we lean into there. But I appreciate the opportunity, and part of the fun for me is, yes, I've been doing news for almost 30 years, but I still love sports and I still love talking about it. And so you gave me a great opportunity to do that with you tonight. Thank you.
Excellent.
And thank you again for being our guest. Here's our thoughts of the day. So don't worry if Plan A fails. There are 25 more letters in the alphabet. And you want to know how to teach kids about taxes? Eat 34% of their ice cream. That'll teach them. All right, audience. Tune in next week to Sports.com 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best.
Adios.